What can we learn from a close look at a small town in West Virginia? That's the question John Miller and Dave Bernabo ask in their documentary film Moundsville, about the town an hour southwest of Pittsburgh named for its ancient Native American burial mound. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked Miller how the project began.
I moved to Pittsburgh from Belgium in 2011, and Moundsville just caught my eye one day driving back from a coal mine. I was covering the coal industry for the Wall Street Journal. And as somebody who is American but grew up overseas, I'm fascinated by places that tell you a bigger story about this country. And Moundsville is a place that had this incredible height of industry in the 50s. It had one of the world's biggest toy factories, one of the world's biggest glass factories, a stamping factory, all this industrial might and prosperity. And the context, obviously, is the 2016 election with everybody talking about why these small Rust Belt towns voted for Donald Trump. And here is an opportunity to tell a story that might help explain that. And of course, in the movie, there's one line, a very small throwaway line about Trump. So Trump's not in the movie, but we hope to tell a deeper story.
So let's do the clip.
I can understand leaving because Moundsville doesn't have what the youth are looking for today. They're looking for diversity, or they're looking for different things, or they're looking for themselves, what they're looking for, I think.
And so that was Les Barker, who's a retired boiler operator. He's an older gentleman, and he was one of the 24 people who appear in the film as interview subjects. So talk about that quote for a little bit.
So a couple things. I mean, Les is the kind of guy that out-of-town reporters might meet at a diner and might spend, you know, 3 minutes talking to. And we spent 3 hours talking to him. And not everything he said was profound and thoughtful, but there are some nuggets in that conversation that really got to a deeper part, a deeper place of conversation with the stereotypical old white guy in Appalachia. He was very reflective, even at one point, talking about the arrival of the big box stores. And he has a great line in the movie: "I think we, the people, did this to ourselves. We wanted everything cheaper," which is a true fact about the American consumer society, that we have embraced cheap goods from China, and that has contributed to decline in manufacturing in this country.
You know, if you're talking about the reasons that towns decline, your take on it is there's many reasons, right? There's not just one. It's not just jobs going overseas. It's not because of immigrants coming and taking jobs.
One of the main arcs of our story is about Mark's Toy Plant, which was one of the biggest toy factories in the world and made Rock'em Sock'em Robots and the Big Wheel. And at some point, people stopped buying Big Wheels for their kids, or stopped buying Rock'em Sock'em Robots, or they moved to video games. I mean, video games are a reason that the Mark's Toy Plant closed. And what can you do about that? I mean, Americans have a hard time accepting that capitalism has this life cycle of creation and destruction.
You point out in the film that there are some new things going on there. There's new kinds of industry in the town. They have a lot of tourism for a number of reasons. The mound itself, the old penitentiary that's closed. They have a lot of ghost tourism. Are those things sort of a true way forward for the community, or are they just kind of like a stopgap measure?
In this wilderness of kind of the kind of industry, there's opportunity. I mean, one of the couples in our movie is a young couple that returned to having a small family farm while he drives a school bus. And so there's sort of spaces where people can start new things. And that's one thing that's happening in Appalachia that is not talked about enough, is that there are young creative people doing different kinds of things and building a new kind of future. And we're not going back to the past. And one thing the mound reminds us of is that civilizations and cultures do eventually move on, and change is inevitable.
And you had a screening in Moundsville.
And so this became like a sort of anthropological experiment. It's like, what's the reaction going to be of these people? And the movie is partly about decline. So I was nervous. Like, what if they think we're, you know, these city outsiders, like we're going to trash their town? And they loved it. I was very, like, you know, relieved, because they liked the fact that we didn't talk about Trump. They liked the fact that we focused on their story and that we asked people about stuff they knew a lot about.
John Miller has reported for WESA. Moundsville gets its Pittsburgh premiere with a screening Thursday at the Carnegie Museum of Art's Third Thursdays event.